Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Morning, Jay.
What up, baby?
I'm still hot off this list.
Yeah. Jay was ranked 14th on some list of all-time college basketball point guards.
People are saying that. I'm saying your list is trash. It's trash. Call into the show.
They outsmarted us, Jay.
Big game boomer.
Big
call into
boomer
the show.
Outsmarted us.
Because now we're talking about it.
Listen, of course, think about it logically.
I'm the one that tweeted this out. I know what I'm doing here.
Think about it logically. If they would have had you ninth, I think I should be higher, blah, blah, blah. But it's not as outrageous because there are other guys with arguments. They ranked you 14th. There's no way to do that without knowing that it's going to trigger you talking about it on the air. And then they get all the free publicity.
As soon as I didn't see Pearl Washington's name, Earl the Pearl, on this list, I'm like, get it out of here. Get it out of here. But I'm going to talk about it because we talk about things that we're angered about.
Yes.
That's what we're doing, Max.
That's right. That's what a lot of sports talk radio is. Mike Krzyzewski, by the way, is coming up at 9:30 a.m. Eastern.
You think how Bobby Hurley ranked over me? Yeah.
he's the coach at Duke.
He's
going to
have
time,
Bobby Hurley ranked over me. I have a feeling. 9:30. I got to see what Coach K's answer is
going to
be.
But it's okay to have Bobby Hurley ranked over you. It is, Jay. You can make the argument.
Two-time national champion. I get
it. Yes, you can't make the – it's hard to make the argument for the following players. I'd say –
Steph?
9 through 13
Steph?
Is tough.
It's
right?
hard to make an argument. Me over Steph? I'm not talking about what
no,
Steph has done
I,
in
no,
the
no,
league.
No. I would take you over Steph in college.
Okay, so like, yeah. That means I'm 5. Would you take Bob Cousy over me?
In college,
I would
in
run
his
Bob Cousy
well,
into
no
the wall.
Kidding.
All due respect, Bob Cousy.
Because you built on generations of stuff that came after Bob
you
Cousy.
You always said, how do you improve the
how about
design?
Allen Iverson
I'm an improved
Georgetown.
Design of Bob Cousy.
How, yes.
Look, Bob Cousy is dribbling with his left hand. Look how talented he is.
But he was the first guy to think, maybe I could use my left hand too.
And I love Bob Cousy. And look, I have all the respect for players in the world. This is going to make me
Allen Iverson.
This is the competitive Kobe Bryant coming out of me right now. You're going to hear the real me.
Well, there's a hell of a case that you should be number 5.
I would have bodied Allen Iverson.
Or in college.
I would have got bodied. That dude was so real. He made me a Georgetown fan. That's why I fell in love with Georgetown.
But this, okay,
with
Iverson's
Thompson,
a perfect example,
squad.
Jay. Could you imagine if Iverson came out now after Kyrie and them? See what I mean? It's unfair to just take a guy's skill set and say, well, these guys are better than him. Well, of course, because
so
they built on what he did.
Is unfair.
Yeah, but what I'm saying is you have to judge people compared to their contemporaries. It's the only way to do it. Then see how good they were compared to their contemporaries, and then look at how good you were compared to your contemporaries.
That's fine. I'm still bodying Bob Cousy.
Yes.
I don't care what you have to say. Put him in 2023. I'm on one leg. I would body him right now.
He was the first guy to look at his other offhand and say, you know what? I could dribble with this hand.
And I love Bob Cousy. All respect the Bob Cousy Award.
Yeah.
I'm like Giannis right now. It's like you put that in the teleprompter. I said it, Hasan Minhaj. Now, like Bob Cousy, I love you. You're the best.
Yeah, right.
Nobody's better.
Aaron Rodgers, he's the Packers quarterback, or is he still the Packers quarterback? Was on Aubrey Marcus podcast. I want you to listen to what he said. And the reason I want you to want to play you this sound before we go on to what Rodgers' value might be right now is Rodgers is talking about what he experienced, his own view of his own play after LaFleur brought in a new offense and he was figuring it out. Remember, that's when they drafted his replacement. Mm-hmm. Rodgers talked about it, and then he talked about what's happened since then, and I hear this as him saying now, having gone through the other experience, I'm now not so quick to say, hey, maybe I'm in decline. Listen in Rodgers' own words.
I've been doubted before. And look, honestly, I felt in the first year that Matt was here, Matt was in Green Bay in 19. I felt at times like a game manager. Like it was just, I didn't quite understand what we were doing at times on offense. And my job was to take care of the football. And I did, you know, I threw 4 interceptions and 26 touchdowns and we were 13-3. But I felt like there was so much more. And you know, then they drafted my replacement and then I won MVP twice. And I threw, you know, 85 touchdowns and 9 interceptions in 2 years. And obviously, there were some changes that happened on the team and the coaching staff. And I didn't have my best year plan. And there's probably people that think I'm done. I thought I was done before I became COVID MVP twice. Again, there'd be plenty of inspiration down that road.
See, I respect what he just said. He detailed his own experience. And that's the same thing I was seeing at the time, Jay, and others were seeing, which is there's a new coach and a new offense. Rodgers did a very good job game managing. He's figuring things out still. But it was unclear, given his age, whether maybe it's a good time to draft his replacement. Maybe he is in decline. It was hard to tell what kind of heights he could still reach. Then he got used to the offense, won back-to-back MVPs. Oh, it's still Aaron Rodgers. Please stay,
85 touchdowns and 9 interceptions. Are you kidding
it's
me?
It's bananas. It's
what?
Crazy. It's crazy.
What, he didn't throw double-digit interceptions in
over
two years?
But I know throw 85 touchdowns. It's absurd.
I mean, I know this year he had 26 TDs and 12 interceptions, and this was a down year.
But he explains it. He said, look, there were Matt LaFleur brings in a new system. I have to get used to it. This year, he's saying the similarity is there were changes in the locker room and coaching staff, and he didn't even use injury as an excuse, though his throwing hand was injured. It resulted in him not having his best year, but his previous experience has showed him, and the way he feels has showed him, no, I still can play at that level.
You know where it is, Max? I think for a lot of people, and you brought up this point in the first hour, how you say something all of a sudden deters people away from what he's actually saying. I think when people hear the tonality of Aaron Rodgers, to a degree, after you hear it for a while, it might turn some people off because it feels like, oh, you're being passive, or it sounds like you're a little bit narcissistic. But when you actually listen to the words that he's saying, like, it's his true experience of how he feels like how he was disrespected.
Last year, so coming off the season he had when they drafted Jordan Love, you'd have gotten more than 2 first-round picks for Rodgers. He was 36 at the time. However, you wouldn't have gotten as much for him as you would get the following year after he won the MVP. And then he won another MVP. But then this year he had his worst year of his career this past season. I mean, his QBR, where 50 is league average, was under 40, right? So what do you get for him now? Because he's 3 years older than that first season under LaFleur. Well, Chris Canty believes that his value has been dramatically affected based on his play and his age. Listen to Chris Canty here on KJM yesterday.
You can get a first-round pick for Aaron Rodgers.
A first-round pick?
You can get a first-round pick for him. We don't know if Aaron Rodgers is going to commit to playing football beyond 2023.
If the cost is one first-round pick, there'll be a line of teams looking for Aaron Rodgers.
So if it might be a first-round plus, so maybe a first and a third, or a first and whatever it ends up being.
Still, sounds like a low price, but if you're
not,
a team
you're
like,
not getting multiple first-round picks for Aaron Rodgers. That's not going to happen.
Wow.
Not for 1 year.
Wow. Well, in that case, if that's the case, Jay, I think Rodgers goes back to the head of the class in terms of most valuable commodities in the offseason. I thought you're going to have to give up so much for Rodgers, you might as well give that up for Lamar Jackson. He's 26 years old. Or you might as well give up nothing for Derek Carr and just give him the money, which is also going to be less than Rodgers. But now the financial commitment to Rodgers is a fraction of what it would be to Lamar. And just giving up a first and maybe something else, not even another first for Rodgers, I think that's the guy you want again in that case, if that's true.
If you're a GM and you think that Aaron Rodgers is in decline, God bless you. Max, if you're a GM and I know you think that Aaron Rodgers might be going down. I'm not doing that. I'm not that GM.
I mean, I'm trading for him. If it costs me just a first and a third, I'm trading for him.
23 touchdowns, 12 TD, INTs, broken hand, new wide receiving core. Regardless of whether he was here in the offseason as much, like find that continuity, that chemistry with them, the defense was supposed to be better. I'm still going to bet on Aaron Rodgers moving forward, that I think he can reach an elite level and bring a team to an elite level. I think that is way more than just one first-round pick and a third. I still think the value might be around multiple first-round picks.
I agree. I think Chris is wrong about this. I think the bidding will start at 2 firsts, but if Chris is right, then Rodgers becomes a hotter commodity in a weird way. If Chris is right, there will be a lot, but the problem is if he's right, then I think it gets bid up to 2 firsts
exactly.
So I don't think he is right.
And by the way, Matt, Dan Orlovsky was just on our show our last hour and brought up some incredible points where we were talking about, hey, look, first off, is that a year that he's going to play? Is that 2 years? So are you willing to be all in for that year? I think a lot of teams would. I think that maybe the Jets would be all in, right?
Oh, for that Jets, year. Yeah,
for that year, have a chance to get a championship. Okay, that's number one. But then also Dan asks, who are you bringing into the locker room? Is it a guy who's really motivated? Is it a guy that cares about his teammates? I think he is. But just the fact that Dan is asking those type of questions make you wonder.
Yeah. Rodgers, as I said, you heard the sound coming into the segment, with KD, they march to the beat of their own drum. And they – are not like everyone we've seen in the past, right? KD is not, oh, he sounds just like Kobe Bryant and Michael Jordan and Larry Bird. He sounds different.
Very
different. And Rodgers doesn't sound just like Tom Brady or Joe Montana. He sounds different. So because their talent is pitched at maybe these are at one point in time, both Rodgers and KD, you could look at them and say, that's the best overall package ever. So why are they only among the best ever and not the very best ever? So we start to look for things that might explain that. And we find, oh, their personalities are different than we're used to. And we start ascribing that as the, you know, we start describing their shortcomings according to that, you know, because of their personalities. But that may be BS, right? Here's Dan Orlovsky on whether he believes Rodgers and the Packers are, in fact, going to get a divorce, as everyone says.
I feel like Aaron Rodgers is done with the Packers. And I feel like the Packers are done with Aaron Rodgers. Aaron his comments yesterday. And I feel like that's okay. It's time. It's time for both parties. He's one of the greatest ever, certainly one of the greatest Packers ever. Just feels like it's time here. And Gutekunst, their general manager's comments about Jordan Love, it just feels like they both are ready to go their separate ways. I think if Aaron wants to keep playing football, which I do think he is going to do, those teams that are interested in having him play have to make it very clear. You're all in or you're not. You know, we want you, but no, we don't want 50% of you. You are going to be here, and you're going to be a part of our offseason program. Because here's the thing that's most important, us winning, not you playing well.
Don't let the Miami Dolphins get their hands on Aaron Rodgers. Miami Dolphins get their hands on Aaron Rodgers, and the cost is under two firsts. That's the best team in football. Right? Like that
for
day?
A year?
Yeah, or they're certainly right there with the Chiefs and the Eagles.
If you're committed to Tua long-term, you do Aaron Rodgers for a year?
Tua is a whole other conversation. I have a bad feeling about the way they handled the concussions. I have a bad feeling about the future, but I hope I'm wrong.
Well, I hope you're wrong as well, because I think Tua is the future for the Dolphins. But it's hard if you have talent like Aaron Rodgers that you'll be able to match with a guy like Tyreek Hill and Waddle and their receiving core and where that defense is going.
You know where I would go. With the running game. You know where I would go with Rodgers and Tyreek, right? Immediately.
Where?
All right, Rodgers, I'm comparing you to Patrick Mahomes now. Patrick Mahomes hosted the championship game every year. He had Tyreek Hill, and he won a Super Bowl.
Can't help yourself.
A friend of the program wants to weigh in on Jay being ranked 14th on the list. I think he thinks it's too high. Of the top college point guards of all
time.
You're
the worst friend ever.
KJM, ESPN Radio.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus, Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Well. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, we have a very special guest, friend of the show.
Hey.
Michael Collins.
MC.
Is going to join us shortly, ESPN golf analyst, of course. You're listening to KJM on ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning. How goes it, man?
Everything was okay until Jay fell right into the troll trap that some Twitter account posted online to get us to talk about them, and it worked. Ranking Jay 14th.
14th, Mike.
All time. I could understand if you had him 6th.
Calvin Murphy from Niagara 14th. Is one above me. Just want to state that for the record.
Doug Gottlieb was a couple of spots after
you. Oh, my goodness.
What do you think about
here's what you have to do when it comes to control stuff like that, do a little digging before you snap and go nuts, right? Before you snap and go, I can't believe this. I don't know what that does. This dude, whoever put this out, they're from Oklahoma, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where is the first Oklahoma player ranked on there? It's Trae Young at 68. Mm. Is Trae Young really the 68th greatest point guard of all time? Or does he have the 68th most jacked up haircut of all time? Oh, maybe it's a different.
Man, his haircut
you're talking
alone,
about
Michael.
A dude. Whoever came up with this list right now is in the basement of their house. Have you seen what the weather is like in Oklahoma right now?
Michael,
like,
first off, I can't believe you just woke up and you chose violence and you attacked Trae Young's hair. Leave Trae Young's hair alone.
Hey, Michael,
it didn't do nothing
you,
to you, Michael.
Michael, do you think, because I do, that because of Jay's, let's be honest, because of Jay's motorcycle accident, he didn't have a long NBA career. Yeah. And because some of these other guys had longer NBA careers, they're thought of differently, and they're not confining it just to college. Because if you look at college, Jay Will was a two-time player of the year, a national champion, had crazy numbers, played for the most decorated program, you know, since Wooden was at UCLA. They must be not thinking of just college, right?
That's exactly what it is. Like, and everyone who's going to be arguing about this, how difficult of a time is everybody having right now taking pro out? That's the heart. You got to take pro out. But, okay, if we're being 100% honest, Jay, answer this question then.
Okay.
Where could you have been ranked that you would have been okay with? Honestly, not like I better have been number three. Like, if you honestly were ranking yourself and had to look in the mirror and could be like, okay, you know what? I can see that. Where would you have been okay?
Six.
I think you could.
Six,
I think,
seven. I think, like, I get the Steph thing, even though I would think I was better than Steph in college, but Steph was prolific. And obviously, yep. Steph has had a crazy career. Like, Isaiah Thomas, I think, is one of the all-time best point guards the game of basketball has ever seen. And he was that person at IU. He was that person at IU. I even get the whole Allen Iverson thing because it's AI. But I would still put myself over AI for my three-year stint in college, but that was AI. So, like, seventh?
Right.
Sixth,
see,
seventh?
Even Jay is counting the pros. Jay, where?
Because okay. AI at Georgetown was
you say
different, Michael.
Jay says 6'7".
Exactly.
Realistically, what's the high? Like, what's give me the range that would be acceptable. What's the highest you could possibly be
higher than
be
Bob
ranked?
Cousy.
So you could be, yeah, but could you be ranked four?
Yeah, I guess five.
Ahead of Bob Hurley, behind five. Pistol Pete?
I Bob Hurley, more decorated college career than me.
So you
at
could be anywhere from five to seven.
Yeah.
Five, six, seven.
Seven, eight. Yeah.
Okay, Michael Collins, that sounds right to me. What about you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly. That sounds right to me as well. I am curious of what is it about just Bob Cousy that I think the Bob Cousy thing is bothering you more than anything else. Bob Cousy bothers you like Trae Young's hair bothers me because I had that same haircut, but it was in eighth grade. Like, come on, man. Let it go.
People have to stop thinking about bald Jay and start thinking about lineup Jay.
Lineup Jay.
Lineup Jay had a 40-inch vert and could shoot the lights out.
Michael, let me talk about shooting the lights out. So, obviously, my safe haven in life, doesn't matter what went on with my family, doesn't matter what went on with business or life, but on the court, it was home, man. It was easy. It was where I belonged. Obviously, that's what life is like for Kevin Durant. Aaron Rodgers, too. All this stuff happened. You could just tell when he's on the field, the game is different, right? Even for Tiger to a degree. Where is your sweet spot? Where do you find your flow state in life? What makes you feel like you're at home?
It's honestly, when I really am struggling mentally, having a tough time or a tough day, or things aren't necessarily going the way I was hoping they were going to go, going onto the golf course by myself, playing some hip-hop instrumental for 3.5 to 4 hours. And I honestly think that's why think about how so many athletes all go to golf. Like, literally, I was on the golf course yesterday with CC Sabathia. And he's playing in the pro-am with Rory McIlroy. And we're talking about this exact same thing, about how golf is like that spot where, number one, golf is the only activity outside of being on the water on a boat where you could be off your phone for 4.5 to 5 hours. And when people are calling, screaming, "Where are you? I cannot get in touch with you." And you go, "Hey, I was on the golf course." They all go, "Oh, all right." Like, it's the only thing that people are cool with, you being off the grid for that amount of time, because they understand, oh, you were on the golf course. Okay, cool. And it really, because golf is such an individual sport and it forces you to just be by yourself and work things out on your own with no help whatsoever, it's a place where it's easy to let a lot of bull stress go and kind of recenter. And
well, I'm glad you consider golf a sport.
Michael Collins, Jay's safe spot, like, you know, that sweet spot, that home feeling is the court for him. But he had another one, which was the bathroom.
Yeah, of course.
You know, as a father you have young children. I think fathers across the country see that same thing. Is that for you too? Do you have any other sweet spots?
And Michael, by the way, I made an investment. I got one of those Toto heated toilets. It's the best investment of my life.
Oh.
I can't believe you came into work today in that case.
I don't even need to flush it. I just walk away. Done.
You know,
it's incredible.
You know what's amazing is once you become a father, before you're a father, you only spend minutes, sometimes 2 to 3 minutes in the bathroom, and you can't understand, like, yo, how does it take you 25 minutes in the bathroom? What are you doing? Once you become a father, that's such a safe space, and you're like, you could get reading done in there.
Emails.
Now, do your kids come to the door and knock and be like,
you gotta
blah, 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 blah.
You gotta lock
you
it.
You have the exhaust fan on, so I can't hear you. I'll be out in a little while.
They learned that very quickly, that the bathroom is an off-the-grid place.
Off the grid?
The bathroom and the golf course, off the grid.
Just saying, Michael, 25 minutes, that's cutting it short, man. Yeah, you know, at least 45 minutes.
Right.
At least 45 minutes.
See, now 45 minutes, though, unless you have a massaging seat, your legs are going to start falling asleep. I don't care how fit you are. Like, that's where it becomes a problem. Once you get the ankle shakes, you're like, oh, I need to get up right now.
Your leg falls asleep. You got the pins and needles. You've got to start stomping your foot. Your leg falls. Maybe I've been here too long.
I read too many articles.
Yeah. Once you get to the third chapter of a book, you're like, uh-oh, I shouldn't have gone 3 chapters deep in this.
You go down a wormhole.
Jay will on there on Twitter. You know he's obviously there on Twitter going crazy, be like, "Yep, I could have beat number 13, and then let me think of how I would have taken number 11, and that moves me up now that I'm inside the top 10, and like, yeah, yep.
I said wormhole, I meant rabbit hole, but you go down a rabbit hole, and all of a sudden it's like how the mid-range game has changed.
Oh, yeah.
The Phoenix Suns, yeah.
Reading about everything, space stations, Elon Musk, I'm finding out everything.
Everything. You can't avoid Elon Musk because you make sure you see all his tweets no matter
sport,
what you do.
We friends.
What's that, Michael?
As long as y'all say golf is a sport, we friends.
Don't get me started, Michael.
It's a sport.
Don't get Max started.
You can define it as a sport. You can define
We're
lots
already
of
late
sport.
On the golf clock. Max does not consider golf a sport, which is erroneous on all accounts.
Don't speak
Max
for me,
and I,
Jay.
Listen, I've said this once before, and I'll say it again. I am not going to let someone who sits in a chair and wears makeup define to me what a sport is. I'll let athletes who play sports and tell me golf is a sport, they can define what a sport is.
You listen to a man sitting in a chair wearing makeup for a living. That's who will define everything. Michael Collins, ESPN golf analyst. Good to hear from you, Michael.
All right, MC.
I love you, boys, man. Have a great one.
You too, bros.
Kevin Durant says he still has to prove himself. We're going to get into that. Jay may have to prove himself after this ranking on this list. I'm ashamed to know you all of a sudden. I thought you were a great point guard.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
The Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max Podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
There is no excuse anymore for Devin Booker not to rise to that Kobe Bryant-like level, because with KD on the court, everything about the reads Devin Booker sees, the opportunities he's going to get, the playmaking ability he has, it just opens up the floor for Devin Booker. His life is easier because of Kevin.
Counting all day like the clock on the wall.
By the way, Lil Wayne was mad about his ranking on some list recently.
Everybody's like mad about rankings.
And he wasn't even 14th. They had him like 7th. He's like, oh, I'm 1. Jay, they got him at 14. Wow.
I don't want to talk about it anymore. I'm over it. I'm trying to focus on things that are positive in my life.
KD, meantime, is he the ranked 14th player all time? By the way,
where is he right now? Where'd you rank him in the NBA right now?
In the NBA?
In the NBA.
The only reason he's not 1 is because of his injury in the recent years. He hasn't played full seasons. So I'd rank him 2.
But who would you have 1?
Giannis, because of his durability. But
Giannis is that superstar that we just take for granted, though.
KD is better than Giannis. He's just not available enough.
Prime example. So, like, we've been talking a lot about the MVP conversation. Obviously, Jokic averaging a triple-double, right? People kind of cementing that it's going to be his already. Jason Tatum in that conversation obviously has him number one seed in the Eastern Conference, yep. You know, vacillating between him. Giannis has done this for most of the year without Chris Middleton. Mm-hmm. And they have won, 16 in a row now, mm-hmm. right? Comes back off a couple games, has 39, has 33. And all day today, what you're going to hear everybody talk about is Kevin Durant. And I get that it's new. And I get how he looks. And it was a seamless transition. And the package and how – you still watch Giannis play last night. Even with watching Kevin Durant, I'm like, man, it feels different with Giannis now.
Giannis feels also,
like the momentum behind Giannis is different than the momentum with Kevin Durant a little bit. Even though they're both the unique, I would say 1 and 2. Regardless of whether you want to have them vacillate between 1 and 2, it just feels different.
Giannis is also one of the most likable superstars in the history of American team sports. Right, like the dude is so light. He has the immigrant experience.
Then why does it feel like we take it for granted?
Huh?
Why we don't?
I don't.
Is it because we are a society that lives? We talk about negatives of people.
We
don't talk about the good things that people do.
He won 2 MVPs and a championship
and
right?
a Finals MVP
right.
where he dropped 50 plus points.
And now he's considered the best player in basketball. He's usually number one on the list.
He is, but it doesn't get the same attention as a number one player in basketball it should get.
He plays
like
in
if
Milwaukee.
Patrick Mahomes is the number one. Patrick Mahomes plays in Kansas City.
NFL is different than the NBA respect.
Okay,
if Giannis,
best player in football, we talk about him every day. We don't talk about the best player in basketball every day.
If Giannis was on the Knicks and the Knicks were win and he won a championship on the Knicks and 2 MVPs, be very different. Very different.
Okay, we're still talking about Jokic playing in Denver, winning the MVP.
Yeah, not that much, though.
What are you talking about? We talk about Jokic a lot this year.
Jokic ain't leading no shows.
Okay.
He's not leading the show.
When has Giannis led a show this year?
Here's another thing. Eastern European names, African names to the American ear.
It all sounds like BS to me, Max.
But I'm telling you, like, these are the factors, right? There is a sense that if the name has too many consonants in a row and is hard
that's
to pronounce,
ridiculous. That's
if you play in a small market.
Like Prince, just call him Giannis.
Well, that helps. Why do you think we use it?
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. But that's not a reason why we don't talk about him. It's like he's the biggest superstar that I feel like we take for granted in this.
If Jokic was born in this country and his name was John Smith, right? Do you think he would get covered more or less?
You were born.
Played.
We talk about Luka Doncic every day,
right? But instead, if Jokic,
we talk about Luka Doncic more and
Jay,
more.
Jay, if Jokic was born in the United States, played for the Knicks, and was named John Smith, would we talk about him more or less?
I hear you, Max. I'm just saying we talk about Luka Doncic more than we talk about Giannis. And whose resume is better?
Giannis's resume
is
clearly better.
He's an NBA champion. He's a two-time MVP. We talk about Luka getting an MVP. He still hasn't gotten an MVP, even though he's always the season odds favorite at the beginning of the season. We talk about Luka more than we talk about
Giannis.
Well,
let's put it this way. We certainly talk about Luka more than we talked about Giannis at the same stage in his career. That, by far.
That's what I'm saying. That's my point.
Yeah.
Other superstars we talk about more, and I don't understand why.
Well, first of all, I don't know how many of those superstars got Disney movies made about them. Like, Giannis got a movie on him, Rise, right? Which was good, actually, right? Giannis, it's not like Giannis doesn't get discussed. He does.
But you understand what I'm talking about.
I do understand. I think you have to make people believe. You know, KD did this. LeBron did this. Luka less so. But there was something about the age at which he was so dominant. It has to be like it captures the imagination. Like, oh, my God, what's possible? And Giannis, in a way, because he's actually realized the potential, in a way, he's punished for it in terms of media coverage, too, I think.
He's punished for it.
In other words, when you I'm going to bring up a name you're not going to love from the past. Yao Ming. When he came into the league, it was, oh, my God, the dude's 7 foot a million, right?
Like 7'6".
Right.
Clarification purposes.
It doesn't even sound realistic. Yeah, seven a million sounds better. 7'6" sounds more unrealistic than 7 a million.
Still salty.
And he can pass and he can score and he can do all these things. Oh, my God, what's the potential? That titillates more than when he actually goes out and averages 25 points or whatever it is. When you see a guy, we go, oh, can this guy be the best ever? That potential kind of captures the imagination. Now Giannis actually won the championship, won the MVPs, and he's just chugging along winning all the games, right?
Made three threes last night. Well, everybody, oh, yeah, so work on the shooting. Shooting's gotten better. Each year, he hasn't reached that ceiling.
But you're right. I am sort of grasping at straws. Is it his name? Is it his background? Is it his country of origin? Is it this? Is it that? I'm sort of trying to figure it out.
I know what
it
is, Max.
What is it?
It's because he's likable.
Yeah.
We don't talk about people who are likable. Why talk about people who are likable? We rather talk about people who are polarizing.
But now you're
people that people hate.
Sounds like you're grasping too. It doesn't sound like a bad explanation.
I'm the one saying I want to talk about it. Like I
do you really think that's the reason we don't talk about Giannis? Because he's likable?
To a degree in basketball.
What are the other reasons, maybe?
I think Patrick Mahomes is likable, but yet we talk about Patrick Mahomes all the time. But that football is king. But with basketball, we much rather talk about the polarizing personalities. They dominate.
We do talk about Mahomes a lot, but we talk about Rodgers more, don't we?
Yes, we do.
Yeah. And that's not just about how long he's been around. It's about the fact that he is polarizing.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we'll talk about Jalen Hurts, but we don't know enough about Jalen Hurts yet. I'm just saying. It's an interesting point.
Jalen Hurts we do talk about, but you're right. He is also kind of universally loved.
Yeah. You don't really
know. In fact, Joe Burrow, part of his press comes from the fact that some people are like, maybe he's a little arrogant.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Tune into NBA action Saturday night as the Bucks host the Sixers, presented by Indeed. Coverage begins at 8 p.m. Eastern on select ESPN radio stations. So we're going to discuss the latest allegations against Ja Morant.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
So, Big Game Boomer.
Big Game, explain yourself.
Released its list of the top 100 greatest college point guards of all time. KJM is presented by Progressive Insurance. The top five includes Magic Johnson, Oscar Robertson,
yep.
Pistol Pete Maravich, Bobby Hurley, Steph Curry. Interesting. The list had, this is just college now, the list had Jay Will
14th.
At 14. And the thing is, I always thought white chocolate was a better play. Oh, sorry. No, this Jay Will.
You don't see me trying to guard white chocolate at the top of the key anymore. That
who
boy
was the
different.
Real Jay Will?
That boy was different.
All right, listen. Do you know who we have on the line right now? Big Game Boomer. Wait, it's a person? I thought it was a whole group.
I need to know your real
Big
name.
Big Game Boomer.
Not your Twitter
Explain
handle.
Yourself.
What's up, fellas? How's
What's
it going?
Up, man? How you doing?
I was at the gym for 30 minutes and come back to my phone. It's blowing up. I thought I should call in.
Yes. So you're a guy. Big Game Boomer is a guy.
You're a guy. Yes. He's a person, yes. Max.
He's a
yes.
single person.
Yeah.
Okay.
A person.
So Jay took
one person.
Jay took great offense, and I can't say I blame him for you having him.
This is what you know, big
14.
Game. This is Max insulting you, not me. Okay, this is Max.
Well, what are you now? Now you're
you said
cry.
He's a person. Obviously, he's a person. He's calling, talking
yes,
live.
Yes, but when
show.
You see an account called Big Game Boomer, you think, is it an organization? Is it a person? Is it a bunch of people? Is it a newsletter? I don't know.
All right.
So now I know. What, are you insulted by that? Are you insulted by that?
No, not at all.
Right, of course not. Jay, sorry.
Stop with your feelings, Max. Get to it.
My feelings? He's the guy. He ranked it. Why do you have – all right, explain the list.
Why am I 14, Big Game?
Okay.
Talk to me.
Okay, I mean, it's really – at the end of the day, this is just my opinion.
Don't you start backtracking.
No, but like, Jay, you're at number 14. And I will say, you know, I remember as, I grew up in Atlanta, and I specifically remember going to a Hawks game when they were terrible to watch you play on the Bulls. And, you know, you were a heck of a player. But the 13 guys ahead of you, in my opinion, were better college basketball players.
What? So wait, are you making an assessment of me
from
a hungover game in Atlanta? After coming from a club, and that's what you're saying, that I wasn't a better college player than these guys?
No. That's me saying I respect the heck out of you, and you were a heck of a player at Duke, but I think the 13 guys were ahead of you were better in college.
Okay, take me through them. I need to understand
Wait,
why.
Before you even do that, let me ask you honestly. Does the fact that Jay has a national platform and none of these other guys do at all incentivize you to underrate him with the hopes – because it worked, if that's the case, that we will talk about you on the air and increase your platform?
Honestly, I didn't even know, to be honest. I mean, I didn't think that Jay would be – I thought he'd be happy with being ranked at 14th. Think about how many point guards have played college basketball. I mean –
So Big Game, I need you to take me – I need you to take me through it.
No, just be happy.
No,
just
I'm not happy
with
14. I wasn't happy with number 2. What the hell makes you think I'm going to be happy with number 14? And I'm still pissed off at Yao Ming about it.
You want to be one?
No, I'm not saying I want to be one. I mean, I wanted to be one in the draft, let's be honest. I mean, there's not a lot of 7-6 people in this world that just descend upon you for a draft. But take me – Ty Lawson. Why do you think Ty Lawson was better than me in college?
I thought he was faster, more elusive. Hmm. I thought his game – he was like a little roadrunner on the court. I mean, the dude was a speedster. And I just thought he was a better point guard.
And what about his accolades make you think he was better than me?
He's 2-time player of the year, Jay Will, national champion.
No, I just want to, because I have Ty Lawson's numbers here, and I feel like I'm about to be J.J. Redick right now. I'm just going through points, 1375, assist, 608. That means for his career, he averaged 13.1 points per game and 6 assists. I just want you to know, in 3 years, I had 2,079 points, 644 assists. So I averaged more points, average more assists, and I shot the ball better from the field goal and the three-point line.
And he had a 40-inch vert, and he won the national title in 2 Player of the Year awards. What about that?
I hear that. But I mean, numbers don't always tell the story. I mean, you got to think about guys that changed the game in basketball. And I think Ty Lawson was – I mean, the way that he played speed – I mean, he was a speedster – on the court. And I mean, he's what, two spots ahead of you? I mean, look, we're splitting hairs here.
No. Every hair matters. Every hair matters. I have no hair.
Bald guy.
I have no hair. Big Game. Every piece and follicle matters here.
Do you, hey, let me ask you something else, Big Game. Do you think that Jay, there is an argument to put Jay, say, 5th or 6th?
Yeah, I mean, think about guys like Bob Cousy, Bobby Hurley. Like, Bobby Hurley's the all-time leader in assists. So,
no problem with
like,
that.
if I was picking a team, like if we were in the backyard playing basketball, and I had to pick between Jay Williams and Bobby Hurley, I'd pick Jay. But you know, I just because of his assist numbers, you got to put the leading assist.
No, but I'm talking about guys like, I'm not arguing Hurley because that would put him in the top 4. I mean, Steph, Cousy, Iverson, Isaiah could be higher. Oof. Gary Payton, Jameer Nelson. That given, are you holding the fact that Jay didn't play a long time in the pros against because of his motorcycle accident?
Did you ever watch
him obscuring his college
career
for you?
Did you watch me play in college,
no.
Big Game? I need to know. Did you watch me play in college?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Performance had nothing to do with this.
That was the triangle. That
could you argue? Could you you say, hey, top 15 could have been top 5? Not Hurley, not Magic, not Big O, not who else is it? Not Pistol Pete, but all the other guys, could you argue Jay is top five?
I would say, yeah. I mean, I'd say they're interchangeable. Mm. I would agree with that. But, like, Ty Lawson, I gave you my reasoning behind that. Okay. Chris Paul, I think he was
big game.
One of the best passers of all time.
He seems like an honest broker to me. Big game. You sound game. Like an honest broker to
big
me.
Game.
This is just your opinion.
I'm trying to be reasonable.
It takes a lot of moxie to call into the show and to defend your list. You have my respect. And I would like to bring you back on my show and talk more about it, but you need to come out with your all-time top 50 wide receiver list. And I need to know where Keyshawn Johnson is.
Oh, my God,
list.
That's so good.
Okay? And then you have to come on okay. and tell Keyshawn why he's number 51. Okay?
Are we just talking about college?
Just college.
Or NFL or both?
Just college. College okay. all-time
college
wide receiver list. I need
good.
You to make one.
college, he's way up on the list, Jay. He in college was a monster.
And so you know you're going to start a lot of trouble because if you have him higher than number 14, I will never live it down. So I need your help.
I can think of 14 guys that were better than Keyshawn in college off the top of my head. So
Tell me. Wait, man. Tell me right now. Go.
Well, we have about 10 seconds here.
Crabtree, Justin Blackman.
All right, wait. Big Game Boomer is going to do a list of okay. college receivers to see where
game.
Key is going to be on it. Thank you, Big Game Boomer.
Right,
I like him, Jay.
I like him, too.
He's an honest broker.
Respect.
He doesn't have an axe to grind. He's just telling you how he feels. And you're 14.
We're splitting hairs. I need every hair.
Coach K coming up at 9:30 Eastern. KJM.
He better not have Bob Hurley over me, Coach K.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.